It's been 5 weeks since lawmakers kicked off the 2017 legislative session. That means we're about a quarter of the way to adjournment, and the political agenda in Montpelier is beginning to come into focus. Lawmakers are grappling with some big questions this year, like whether to legalize marijuana, raise the minimum wage, or adopt major changes to the education system. VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld has been watching lawmakers go about their work, and he's here with us this morning to fill us in on the latest. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Mitch.
Now, last week we talked with Governor Phil Scott on this program about the creation of what he calls the Civil Rights and Criminal Justice Cabinet. Scott says he convened that cabinet to push back on some of the changes President Donald Trump is making to federal immigration policy, and it sounds like that cabinet is already generating a little bit of legislative activity. Tell us about the bill the Senate Judiciary Committee will be taking up for the first time later this morning.
This cabinet met for the first time last Friday, and just to remind folks, it's made up of Phil Scott, Attorney General T.J. Donovan, Democratic leaders in the House and Senate, and a number of folks from the criminal justice community. And the consensus in that meeting was that Vermont needs some kind of state-level legislation to make sure that police here don't become part of this beefed-up immigration enforcement machinery that Donald Trump seems so intent on building up. One of the big reasons we're talking about this is a line in one of Trump's executive orders on immigration, and it suggests that he wants to use the state and local police agencies to, and I'm going to quote directly from the order now, perform the functions of immigration officers in relation to the investigation, apprehension, or detention of aliens in the United States. Now, Phil Scott says he doesn't want state and local cops to get into that immigration game unless it's to deal with an individual who's a known or likely threat to public safety. The problem is he only has direct jurisdiction over state police, and in order to have the authority to have some say over town and county law enforcement agencies and what they can and cannot do, lawmakers are going to need to pass a bill.
Is the bill going to deal solely with immigration enforcement issues, or will we see some other criminal justice reforms in there as well?
You know, I have not seen the bill yet, but from what I understand, lawmakers may very well use this piece of legislation as a vehicle for some other provisions as well. Senate President Tim Ash sat down with reporters on Tuesday to talk about the legislation, and here's how he described one of the purposes of it.
And I think we want to make sure that law enforcement are all operating under one unified approach that meets the kind of values of both the governor and the legislature.
Now, Tim Ash was referring there to the expansion of what's known as a fair and impartial policing policy that's in place at Vermont State Police and some other local departments. This policy, it's a series of policing protocols and data collection requirements. It's designed to identify racial disparities in policing and ultimately root them out. And a lot of lawmakers want more robust, fair and impartial policing policies in local police agencies, and this bill may be the way to deliver that.
What about Republicans in Montpelier, though, Pete? How are they reacting to the governor's plan?
A lot of them are incredibly supportive. Senate Minority Leader Dustin DeGree, for instance, says he's proud of the governor for bringing this issue forward, and he thinks lawmakers might play an important role. House Minority Leader, Don Turner, meanwhile, says, look, I have some issues with the way Donald Trump has rolled some of these programs out. Here's the thing. He's our president. We need to give him a chance to do his thing. And furthermore, the state-level lawmakers have a lot on their plate to take up immigration at this point, to take up the issue of who and who shouldn't be enforcing immigration law is not part of our core mission. It's going to distract us from the critical fiscal issues that we need to focus on.
Well, shifting gears to economic policy now, House Democrats have introduced a couple of new bills. One would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the other would require businesses and employees to fund a statewide paid family and medical leave insurance program. Do either of those pieces of legislation have any chance of becoming law this year?
I guess everything always has a chance, but in the case of both of these bills, those chances are not very good at all, it doesn't look like. The proposals face some obvious and significant headwinds in the form of a Republican governor, right? Phil Scott has indicated that he has no interest whatsoever in any legislation that increases the cost of doing business or imposes new mandates on business. And both of these bills, for better or worse, depending on who you talk to, meet those standards. And Phil Scott did something governors rarely do last week. He said he'd actually veto the paid leave bill, if it came to his desk. It's really out of the ordinary for a governor to issue a veto promise like that so early in the session, and it has the potential to depress enthusiasm for the bill because a lot of lawmakers might not want to invest themselves in a politically risky thing like this if they know it has no chance of becoming law anyway. Phil Scott, though, isn't the only thing that stands in the way of these bills. Democrats may have a near supermajority in the state house, but not every Democrat thinks these are good ideas. And for moderate Democrats, in border towns especially, they are hearing from constituents who have some concerns. The people behind these bills are passionate. They say this is the kind of substantive action needed to make progress on economic justice for people who are at a structural disadvantage in the free market economy, single moms, for instance. But there are 50 sponsors on the House's minimum wage bill. It means that 33 House Democrats decided not to sign on. And Democrats are going to face a steep climb getting these bills through their own chambers, let alone past the governor's office.
Pete, another bill that a lot of Vermonters seem passionate about on some level is the marijuana legalization bill. It made a lot of headlines last year. It's making headlines again this year. But it sounds like this year's version of the marijuana bill is quite a bit different than the one that the Senate passed last year that ultimately did not make it out of the House.
Fundamentally different. Last year, the Senate bill would have created a taxed and regulated marijuana market. It went over like a lead balloon in the House, though, which tends to make take a more conservative view on drug reform measures. This year, the House has a more muted version. It would allow people to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana at any one time, and they could have up to 2 mature plants and 7 immature plants. I talked to Wells River Representative Chip Conquest. He's a Democrat. He's one of the sponsors of the bill, and here's how he describes it.
The majority of Vermonters do want to see legalization, but really on what some have described as a Vermont scale, just to begin with anyway.
That idea of a Vermont scale is really important to a lot of people. We wouldn't see marijuana shops. We wouldn't see production facilities. We wouldn't see all the publicly facing cannabis stuff that folks in Colorado and California and Washington state are experiencing. It also means we won't see the state revenue that could come with legalization. But Chip Conquest says that kind of compromise is exactly the thing that might get this thing across the finish line this year.
Well, Pete, briefly, what kind of prospects does the pared-down version of the legalization bill have this year?
It looks pretty good. Candidly, I talked to a Republican representative from Rutland. His name is Tom Burdett. He's dead set against legalization, but he's one of the 3 lead sponsors on this bill. Why, you might ask? He says he's convinced this is happening this year, and if the train is leaving the station, he wants to help drive it. So a lot of folks think 2017 really could be the year for legalization in Vermont.
VPR's Peter Hirschfeld covers the State House. We'll be checking in again soon for an update. Pete, thanks so much.
Yeah, great to be with you, Mitch.